Let's see, what is today anyway? It's the 21st of December, 1974. And Grandpa's going to have a little talk with you, all right?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Tell Grandpa how old you are. How old are you, Gregory? How many is that?
Two.
Say that again. Say how old you are again. 2 years old. Well, we'll hear it later on. It's not time to hear it yet. Now, what's coming up pretty soon? Christmas?
Christmas?
Is Santa Claus going to come?
That's it. What's going to bring you, Craig?
Who came to see you? Can you sing me a Christmas song? Sing me Jingle Bells. Sing Jingle Bells for Grandpa.
No. Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells,
Jingle All the Way.
No, I want to.
He wants to do it. Okay, you do it.
Okay. No. All right.
You can talk with me. You like
we want to hear sing. We want to hear you sing Jingle Bells. Sing
you
Jingle
ready
Bells.
To sing Jingle Bells, and he'll fix it on the machine so
I'll
you can
fix
hear
it. So you can hear it back.
What?
All right? Huh? Sure. Have Jingle. Let her sing Jingle Bells.
Sing
let
it
Virginia.
With me.
Virginia's gonna sing Jingle Bells, and you sing it with her. Okay?
No.
Okay. Please? Here we go.
No.
Okay.
We'll hear it on the machine.
We'll hear it on the machine.
Jingle bell.
No. No.
I'm going to eat you up then.
Well, he was giving us a lot of
that. Tell Grandpa.
No.
Tell Grandpa what you did in church today. Did you draw?
You're too intrigued with the mechanics of this gadget. You're supposed to...
This calculator.
What is this thing anyway, huh?
This
calculator? Where's my calculator, huh? Where's that? What did I do with my coat last night?
Let's tell him to count to 13.
Can you count? I want to know
no.
if you can count.
Two.
One.
No.
Two.
No.
Three.
No. Two.
Four.
Tell him to sing A, B, C, D, E,
F, G. No.
Hey.
You're really putting on a show here.
Is that a cookie there, huh?
What? What'd you say?
Seven.
Huh?
Seven.
Seven. What comes after seven?
Is that cookie there?
Yeah, there's that calculator. That's Grandpa's cheapy calculator.
Count on it, Greg. One. Push the one. Two. Three.
Ask him what numbers
is that? What number is that?
Eight. What number is that? Here's my calculator.
Oh, yeah.
Two calculators.
Yeah, it's top heavy.
Two calculators.
Two batteries.
Two calculators.
Okay.
You play with Grandpa's calculator for a while, Greg. So you want to push it on.
What's your baby sister's name? What's your new baby sister's name, Gregory?
No.
Start that joke all over again, Elizabeth.
They met at a party. He was overwhelmed by her great beauty and vivacity. I suppose you have more invitations than you can possibly accept, he said. I can't go out very often, she answered somewhat evasively, because I work. But when I don't want to go out with a man, I simply tell him I live in the suburbs. What a clever idea, he said, laughing. And where do you live? In the suburbs, she answered sweetly.
Can you work that calculator?
Yeah. I want not fixed. I want not fixed.
Yes, it works.
No, it does not work.
Doesn't it work? How come it doesn't work?
Maybe your daddy can tell you how to work it.
Huh? You want to use daddy's?
This one, that works.
What number is that?
Well, that calculator, huh?
You like that calculator.
I want that. That one.
You want Grandpa's calculator, huh? This says in California they have all the school kids are getting calculators.
The elementary school.
I don't know if that's good.
Well, I think the way they use them here is really good. Tell them how to use it.
Yeah, they do their problems by hand, I mean their mind, and then they use the calculators to check them.
To check it.
Yeah, and it's incentive for them. They're really excited about it.
That'd be really neat. I think that would give me incentive.
Hey, can you play Jingle Bells on that calculator, Greg?
No.
I didn't know we were eating over here.
Oh, I'm not right.
See if you can make Jingle Bells come out of that calculator, huh?
No.
Hey, you know what we're going to have about for posterity for you?
No.
No.
Greg, what's Santa Claus going to bring you?
No.
Presents? Should we turn on the Christmas tree lights?
Okay.
Close your eyes. Get your eyes closed. Close them quick. Close them. You gotta stay. I'll tell you what to open them. Okay. Yay! Christmas tree lights are on.
Come show me your present.
Hey, can you play the piano, Greg? Mm. Can you play the piano?
Huh? No.
How does Jingle Bells go? Huh?
No. No.
Maybe Aunt Virginia will sing Jingle Bells, huh?
There's a bunch of Christmas music here on top, Junior.
Where's that one? Okay. Where's that one? Where's that one? Where's that one? Royal. Okay.
What is it?
A cookie there. I want that cookie there, huh?
That's a funny looking one, though, isn't it? That's different than your daddy's.
The daddy's, huh? The turn on.
What is that thing there? Huh? I don't think you can push the buttons.
Okay.
I think it wrecks it.
Greg, that's a tape recorder. Can you say tape
this
recorder?
This is really neat. This is really neat.
That calculator.
This is something you could have around the, you know, the shopping wheel. Sure.
That's what I mean.
Price comparison machine. Where they have all those oddball 13 and a half ounces for 62 cents versus.
What, Greg?
Daddy's calculator.
Do you want to go play with my calculator? You want to play with Daddy's calculator?
With Mommy's calculator.
Mommy doesn't have a calculator. Daddy's calculator's over there, Greg. See it?
You know what it does? Ask Grandpa what it does.
Let's do this one. Funnel.
It's just easier to make that.
It's still December 21st, and instead of being at Marty and Liz's, we're now at Tracy and Betsy's. And I'm talking to Tracy Huntington, Tracy Hall. Tell me what your address is where you live, Huntington.
Address?
Yes, the number on your house.
It's
562.
My street is Military Way.
Oh, what's your and what's the town?
Town?
Palo Alto?
That's not going to be hard to cover.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Palo Alto, California. What's your zip code? You know what your zip code is?
I just throw it in the washer.
Ask your dad. Ask your dad if he knows what the zip code is here.
94306.
Now, how old are you now, Tracy, huh?
4.
And when's your birthday?
These people are so intelligent. Gregor, too. All of them. They're just doing.
You
just got smart grandkids.
They
sure have. Here, now, you
better
put this in your pocket.
What's your
may need it again.
What's your birthday, Tracy? Maybe
your
mama knows, huh?
What month is your birthday in, Tracy?
Do you remember?
June?
He's
July.
4. He's 4. He knows that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's the 6th of May. I've never told them their birthdays. That's silly, but I just never have.
6th of May.
Y'all need to know that when he goes to school. When I went to school, the teacher
this
said,
is
for
a
birthday,
cat.
I didn't know.
That piece of candy is a cat, isn't it?
Yeah, want to taste it?
Oh, no, you taste it for me. I like your bow tie. Tell me about your bow tie.
Yeah.
What color is your bow tie?
Yeah, that's what I say. I got this
green.
Green.
Red.
What's that? Red?
Yeah.
And
what are those Christmassy colors? Is that how come you have that?
Are they identical?
Yeah. It's a Christmas tie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. And you got green pants, a white shirt. And blue stockings and black shoes.
Oh, that's not a stocking. Those are socks.
Oh.
Those are stockings.
Mine are stockings too, Zina. Look at that. See Grandpa's stocking? Is that a sock or is that a stocking?
A sock.
That's a sock? It comes clear up to my knee. Doesn't that make it a stocking?
Huh?
Hey, what do you like to do? What's your most fun thing?
In my address book.
Right now.
Those addresses are here.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
I think I'll be able to salvage some of them.
Where's
oh,
Mary?
Right now, candies,
Mary's
huh? Oh, okay.
Oh.
So's Roger.
Doesn't it taste good?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, that's a nifty little gadget, Dad. It tapes it for
you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you got to tell me some more, Tracy.
Does it take cassette?
Yeah, it's cassette. Okay, now tell me, did you go to Sunday school this morning?
Sunday school?
Did you go to Sunday school this morning?
Yes.
What's your teacher's name?
Oh, has Tracy taught
the blue
eyes?
I forgot.
Is she a good teacher?
Who? Sunday school teacher?
Mm-hmm.
I think her name is Sister Hill, Tracy. I just found that out about a week ago.
What did you learn today?
Today they put on a program.
Oh, it was a Christmas program today, wasn't it?
Yeah,
my baby goat.
Tell me about the fire. Tell me about the big fire at the Hall's house. Can you tell me that?
They were asleep.
Did you know about that?
Baby.
You didn't know about that. Just your dad, huh?
You've never seen Robert.
And he
no, I never have.
He'll wake up
he knows
soon.
How to make
guess what?
A cake in the car.
2 days after I told you, he started, you know, I've been trying him on solids every day or two for months. He suddenly decided they were okay.
Uh-huh.
And he just went.
He's taken off, huh?
Yeah, vegetables and everything.
Oh, well, you are.
Donna, you like, Grandma ask you some questions now, okay? You talk to Grandma.
That
corduroy? Yeah,
I've been
right.
Yakking all the time. Why don't you tell me
what
you're doing?
You're
going to talk to that, Grandma.
You know all the things over there.
Oh, here.
Oh, just leave it there.
Just leave it there. Come here. Come here, Zina.
Oh, all right, Daddy. You got something out of her.
Do you remember your birthday, Zina?
What's your birthday, Zina?
No, as soon as she knows she's on stage,
You can catch her singing a song sometime or something, though. That'll be really neat.
You can catch her off beat. She's something else.
Do you know any songs, Tracy?
Hey, they remember my favorite food.
Yeah, Mom got them just for you. Betsy got them just for you.
Especially for you. Because I hate them.
Oh, thank you.
So can I
have
them.
What have you been doing ever since summer?
Look at Fishy.
Besides growing tall.
Look at Fishy. Fishy.
Zina's taken a spurt lately. That green dress you made her that was too long.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it comes up to about here now.
Hey, guess what?
He weighs 40 pounds and she weighs 37.
Yeah.
Oh. Guess what?
What?
Hold on. She's 3.5.
My dad's mother and father used to bring these from the store. They
like them too?
His daddy's mother and father bring them from the store.
You mean, you remember that I was this... Yeah, I'm addicted to that, like a drug addict. Only they should be cinnamon bears.
Cinnamon bears.
Yeah, be careful with cinnamon bears. They could be yucky.
So Anna crunches candy like her grandmother when she eats it.
What do you mean?
Like me too, like
her
dad.
Really?
I make a piece of candy. You're supposed
to suck that kind, not chomp it up.
It tastes better when you chomp it.
The way they go after it, they're related to me too.
Yeah, you're a chemist. You ought to know that it increases the surface area.
Look at the difference between these kids. She's jumping it down as fast as she can. He's not touching it. He's just looking it over.
Yeah.
He's
well, that's
candy
because
feet.
He's had about a pound and a half.
I'm looking for a green fishy.
You want a green fishy?
Zina?
Somebody must have eaten the green fishy.
What kind of candy is that?
That's
a monkey.
No, it's an owl.
It's an owl.
Wow.
I found the
Now, see, he notices that these are things. That's just, to me and Zina, they're just candy.
I know they're candy.
You're not related to me.
I got those at Cost Plus. My favorite
you know,
store.
Did you learn
rubber candy, huh?
That's
Zina.
The
store
that got older stuff.
That neat
did
place.
Did you learn any Christmas
about.
Songs in Sunday school?
Sing us the one about Sing Noel.
Sing Noel.
Okay.
Noel?
We sing they sing that
Noel.
Okay.
They sing that two times.
Sing it for me.
Of the last of the baby Jesus song.
Would you sing it for me like you sang it for the mothers and fathers this morning? I'm a mother and father. I would like to have it.
How did it go?
How does it go? How does it go?
Oh, was it Shepherds Arise? No.
Yes,
how
it
that
was.
Go?
Okay, sing it. How does it go?
Rise and leave your silly sheep.
Yeah.
Okay, sing it with us. She'll sing it with you. If you sing
well,
it too.
Well, guess what?
But she's bashful. She feels bad when she sings along. She needs
help. Yeah, I need some help. Shepherds, shake off your guilty sleep. Rise and leave your
silly sheep.
Come
today.
Now arise and sing Noel, sing Noel.
Okay.
And that's the end.
Hey, why don't you sing your favorite song for us?
Oh, I don't have any.
Don't you? For a while it was
the one.
Bells.
The one that's become Daddy's
Jingle Bells
favorite because you sing it so much.
We hate it. every family I'm eating, we say, "Okay, what's
Now, she's doing the right thing about Christmas decorations. See, she's getting all these cute little things that they'll have every year.
Can you sing Jingle Bells, Lina?
Jingle Bells,
I don't have a thing that we
have
that we look forward to putting on the tree.
She doesn't know that
what
fun
it is to
ride
the
jingle bells.
She doesn't know.
Well, let's just hear
the song. Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
She doesn't know that she doesn't
know
either.
Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, may my good spirits bright. What fun it is to ride a singing a sleighing song tonight.
Let's laugh, partake. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells,
jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun.
Oh, you forgot the hay.
Hey,
oh,
no, hey.
Hey, do you know
hey.
The, hey, do you know the one about Santa Claus?
Jolly old Saint Nicholas.
Jolly old Saint
Nicholas, lean your ear this way. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I know some of those.
Okay, keep with me.
I learned it from...
Mommy?
Yeah.
If I let you eat them all, I won't be able to.
Oh, guess what?
I want one of those peppermints.
Hey, guess what?
What?
There's another place that has these little dessert dishes.
Those are for all of them.
Sure they are. I'm just holding them.
Hey, Zina.
Yeah.
How old are you now? I'm after Zina, not the candy.
I want orange.
Hey, how old are you now?
Owl and a black owl now.
Go tell him how old you are.
Here's a black owl.
Three and a half.
See, you're at a disadvantage.
I went on you before.
There's a green
you have to come grandmothering, see?
I got a green owl.
Sonny, you're 3 and a half. Do you
now
know when your birthday
I got
is?
Three colors of fishies and three
one
colors of
owls.
Oh. Did you find a green fishy?
Green fish.
Oh, you did you find fishy? A green fishy?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Zina's birthday is
he just
June
to hoard
9th.
1971.
He's related to his father.
The
he
same
like
birthday
to
as
too.
Robert Langford and as Grandma
who?
Huntington.
Zina and Robert have same
June 9th. When was Liz born?
June 7th? Yeah. She's hers on the 7th.
And Charlene
you
Maynard.
Yeah. It's very confusing because I also have a brother whose is June 6th. So we have May 6th with Shirley's and June 6th with my brother.
Yes, but at least you remember them. I never could remember whether hers was the 21st or the 23rd.
What is it,
Virginia? I still forget
Virginia's.
23rd?
Mm-hmm.
23rd of January.
Oh, I don't know why I get that confused.
The,
and you know another thing I do with my kids?
I
always think that Charlotte's birthday is in February.
Mommy,
it should be.
Charlotte.
I know,
no,
but it should
Charlotte.
Be.
Your
same
birthday.
Thing.
Same yeah. day.
Yours is the one that's one day before my
yeah.
birthday.
And I keep thinking
Charlotte's
he was born on
birthday.
Your birthday,
yeah.
and that Charlotte was born when David is.
Yeah.
And David, I just threw out the window.
What is David, February 14th? No, that's Valentine's.
No, 15th, day after.
See, my father's is the 17th. It's really uncanny.
Let's see if I can remember. Grandmother Hall's birthday was on June 5th.
What? Really?
No.
November 7th.
September 5th. September 5th for my grandfather. My father. Uh-huh. And Mother's birthday was October 15th. Your mother's birthday was in June.
November 7th.
When was your father's birthday?
June 22nd for Howard Hall.
All right. You better remember yours. I can remember mine. September 5th and October 15th. I can remember my father and mother's anniversary.
I don't remember.
It's the same day as ours.
I know yours is in really? Mm-hmm.
September 21st.
Fourth.
That's my brother George's birthday, dear.
Is it? Oh, boy.
That's popped out of the strange place. September 4th? September 4th.
24th.
Now I'm looking for another.
I've got to write that on our calendar. Green our fishy.
And I don't think you'll find another green fishy. Maybe you better start collecting something else. That's a shoe. Have you seen
it? Oh, I got to show you my.
Show me your Miss Todd.
Show you my $18.88 calculator.
That's
can't believe it. Because they would have to make it for $10 to sell.
Tracy,
it.
Really?
They make it
Tracy,
for less than that.
The secret of this popularity is really this.
Floating decimal. Let's see if it rounds off the last one.
No,
none of them.
No. You can get a non-floating decimal for $13.86.
But floating decimal is not 60.
Yeah, I thought it was worth those decimals.
Have you been collecting those Zynas that I told you to collect?
This has a very highly magnified LED shank display, but it's not bad.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Come here, Ram.
Yeah. I'm trying to use that.
Oh, you bad thing.
Well, they're magnified.
Is she still doing it?
Yeah, she does.
It's incredible.
Fairly narrow.
Is this the actual size on these?
Oh, no, those are magnified, too.
Where did you get all your little gadgets?
I'll show you how they look. And I've got some
here. I'd like to see.
Little soldier and the little birds.
Yeah, those I got at Cost Plus this year.
They're really
but they're all out of them now. I got them, you know, real early.
Which ones? The little soldiers?
The little soldier, the little snowman, and the cat, and the little
darlings.
Animals. All of these will like this Humpty Dumpty. And these animals.
There's only one disadvantage, you know. It takes forever to put it up. It takes forever to take it out.
Yeah. They're cute. But I enjoy it, so it doesn't bother me. Taking it down, I hate. Those were made in India, and they're paper mache, I think. But they're enameled.
Oh, look at this cute little one.
And every time you go on a trip, if you got some little good bad, put on a
HP display. The HP display, I don't think it's quite as highly magnified, and it has a red
plastic.
I'm
real sentimental about these.
Those are three digits.
Are those plastic gizmos?
Oh,
those are just magnified.
And I found those at Cost Plus last year.
Made out of plastic?
And I also got a Santa Claus, which I was really sentimental about, but it broke.
Oh. There's only one thing that I remember that we always put on the tree. And that was
the
bubbling birds.
No.
To save
well, the bubbling birds, but this was the one thing that we used every year.
That's a so-called monolithic.
And that was
made on a single
a rattle that my grandfather had made for my father when he was a baby. And he's given that now to
Spelling words. Huh? Spelling words.
No.
But that was the only thing that I remember that we always had.
When you want to see your watch, you get the maximum light power out of this by punching all eights and on this one and multiplying it by 10.
I hope my father
gives that to somebody who appreciates it.
His wife won't.
She'd throw it out.
10 equal.
If something happened to him.
Well, something happened here.
Ernie's wife would, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't understand. Doesn't that just scare you?
Yeah. Okay, that's all.
But Ernie would.
That's the maximum.
Ernie would be valuable to Ernie.
And
to some of his girls, I'm sure.
Missing the bar across and that's missing two down. But at night, you see it flying.
You
find the key for sticking your lock or putting your key in.
They don't give off much light, but they did.
But
$19
to get
flashlight.
How long does the battery last on?
I don't know. It's an alkaline. See.
Can you?
I couldn't get the adapter.
What are these?
But see, it's just a.
What's a 9?
Oh, those are nuts.
So I'm trying
are
to find
these,
out how long it does
almonds?
Last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
National Semiconductor has a nice.
I roasted them myself. Got them.
Well, they're on the low end, but they've got.
About 10 pounds of.
Wow. How much are they? A pound here.
$1.50 I got them for, but they're more than...
Doggone you know what I was going to do. I was going to borrow this.
$3 a pound.
That's all, every place.
Don't fix it without your knowledge.
And I got pecans.
Because you wouldn't know the difference.
How many?
Really?
I got 5 pounds of pecans
for because nothing changes on the external appearance at all.
$2 a pound.
Just, and you have to use double keys.
Liz got some to the Relief Society for... I don't know how much it was.
This
I forget.
I saw somebody
this still, I think, is the best calculator.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's got a really nice.
Come out
really nice. They're so nice.
Yeah.
And mine, you know, usually they have a bike.
Yeah.
Nice to give me a tank
like
of hers, which is so nice.
Really
nice.
What's that? Really good. It's the desert thing that 35 does for $100.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really like the furniture. I think you did a good job.
I just, you know, sometimes I get this
and,
feeling
there's
that
a
I have
British
to do it that day.
And,
you know,
whoa, Peter Tracy, huh?
No.
You're lucky.
I call them first.
Oh.
But whenever I have that feeling,
a very tiny one too.
I find what I want.
Do you?
Like that day I wanted, when we were
so
poor.
Many times.
And I wanted to get
I've almost lost it. We were out to Christmas
and I just knew if I went right there, I'd find just exactly what I wanted.
Here.
And I did.
I'll be dark.
And it was $7.50 for a lovely
projector. And I just vaguely thought something
fell
up. I didn't pay attention to it. And then just
and
before I left,
I
wonder if that's my calculator.
I
went back and
it
was
well.
In the snow.
But well, you really did well this time.
Your display is beginning to show some signs of age.
Well, I know that it's really being nice
well,
to be
just
on this couch.
Well, I never
cared. Yeah, it's in very good shape.
In those dumb cases.
Even the cushions are still firm.
I used to, you remember what I have downstairs, don't you?
Eventually.
On,
What you and KC guys can do is get this one.
Hey, you're going to get sick.
At least this time, this night, because that's what you got. Just
hold on.
I wish it was sick. You get some
matter with your calculator? Isn't it working?
I bought a whole bunch of sugarless candy for their STOKCKINGs this year.
Now, if I
exchange
X and Y.
Sugarless candy, where'd you get that?
Why don't I get it back?
At the drugstore.
Mmm. Fruit.
Oh, now I do.
We tried to. We
oh,
get the kids a candy cane and a little sack of hardtack.
Yeah.
And then we stack up, we put a banana.
That blows you sometimes.
An apple.
Here I've got pears.
And orange. And then
I'm going to have to buy oranges. I thought maybe I'd get some from our tree, but they're still too sour.
Yeah, they are. They were pretty sour. Of course, I don't know how to
Yeah, have you seen how the kids spell words with
did you? Did you see the backyard?
Let's see.
I want you to see that backyard.
That scene.
I saw it.
Oh,
okay.
Terrific.
Come on, bud. Come on. Tracy, get away from that candy.
You can say it. Let's see. Here's another one the kids do. Let's see. It's... you have to do it backwards, see?
Bells.
Oops,
sleigh
I forgot the H. Yeah.
Sleigh bells.
Yeah.
I'll be doing
yeah.
Sleigh bells.
The H would be the four after that.
Oh,
but there are limited things you can do, you know, but the kids have figured them all out. Yeah, and it's multiplex, see? There are...
That's the part that gets me.
There are there are 24 different light emitting diodes in there, but count the pins.
12 pins.
Yeah. All you need, all they do is they light one digit at a time. So all you need are 8 pins for the segments and 3 pins to select which digit is lit and 1 pin for a ground.
How can you tell what gets lit up in there to make the figure?
Now, if I had to, I could get a battery in the resistor and show you.
How many volts does it take to light it up?
It's current dependent. If you try to put a battery on it without a limiting resistor, you'll almost always burn it out. Mm-hmm. It takes about anywhere between a tenth of a milliampere and 2 milliamperes per segment will give you a reasonable brightness.
Is this the main battery drain on a calculator?
You bet it is. It's the overwhelming battery drain is this display. Your battery will last a lot longer if you don't use all your digits. Yep. They have liquid crystal display calculators that will run for months on a single 9-volt throwaway battery.
Takes less.
Yeah, liquid crystals do not draw current. They're field effect. All they require is a field.
Are you guys working on those?
Shh.
Yeah. Where is this Santa Clara, California, that these Novus guys are
That's,
at?
That's right down by this Marty. Marty works in Santa Clara.
Are these guys expatriates of HP?
No, they're expatriates of some other company, though, you can bet. Let's see, Brown Red Red is 1,200 ohms. What's 9 volts divided by 1,200? That'll be 8 milliamps. That'll be okay. Here's this shows the typical. Oh no, this doesn't. No, this doesn't hold on. But they begin. They have a threshold, forward conducting threshold of about 1.6 volts. But it's a very steep curve. So 1.6 volts might just barely light it, and 1.7 volts might blow it up. Almost.
Hey, Annie?
Yeah?
Now that your mother is here, will you hang up the laurel out, I mean the orchid outside?
Uh-oh.
Which she just found.
Oh, dear.
What you want to do is put a where it'll get water occasionally.
So what you do is you put a resistor
inside,
in, and you limit the current by that resistor.
The outside. He said, dig outside.
Just stick it, we'll stick it
so
right where
it
was.
So he took it outside, but then...
He took it outside and ditched it.
No, I didn't either.
Actually, in many places
this
they
goes
rotten.
To Liz and Marty.
Oh, all right. Well, these are the things, that kind of like the things that Virginia sent us following. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she sent us some of these.
Oh, and I wish I could have found it. I think this one's so pretty.
Let's
pretty?
See if we can light this one up.
These come from Cos Plus, too. But I'd like to find one.
Yeah, you really use them a lot in Scotland.
I lost my 9-volt battery. But we'll try and make do with this. You hold the wires on the battery.
Here, I want to set this home.
Let's see. Let's put this on the plus. And I forgot which is plus and minus. It won't matter with this resistor. But most of these diodes have a reverse breakdown on the order of 8 volts or so forth. So. Okay, now I've forgotten which of the leads. We just experiment around, but I believe that's one of the ground leads. See, there are three leads for selection
well.
On the digit that you work on. Okay, there you go.
Just a line.
Yeah.
Let's see, how many lines do I use to make these?
7 segments plus a decimal.
7 segments. That's all I want to chip?
Yeah.
All done photographically. What does this one look different? It almost looks like there are a whole bunch of little lines.
Okay, this one, I suspect, is still monolithic. That is, I still think that for each segment, there's only one
and then we'll come over
gold
and then
wire going to it. But they have diffused it instead of having a continuous line, they've diffused little tiny devices that are connected with the aluminum metalization.
And we'll bring all the.
I don't know why they do it, but I think it gives a higher current density for each device.
I'm going to have a kind of a buffet supper on Christmas
Day. But their stroke
instead
is,
instead of a dinner,
is about 35.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I just made up my mind for sure.
So they
I don't want to spend
so
all day in the kitchen.
Your eye.
I don't want anybody.
Well, listen, why don't we, instead of having hot stuff, let's have
cold
stuff.
In fact,
you
can hear
your
HP on the radio.
And make roll sandwiches.
Sure.
Roll
it's broadband.
Well,
we'll have
the ham.
As long as there's not
slice it.
Yeah.
And make
oh, that's
potato salad. Instead of having potatoes, we'll have potato salad.
Or I could just stick some baked potatoes in the oven.
Oh, let's not have anything hot. Let's have potato salad.
Okay, and I'll do a Jell-O salad, pumpkin salad. Okay.
Good idea.
Ginger will make a Jell-O salad while she's here. We're not making your...
I will.
Is that thing still going? Okay, now this is Robert
Langford
Hall, who is about 6 months old. He has great big pretty blue eyes, and he's chubby and healthy and lots of hair.
He was a happy
and now he's going to say something.
Oh, yeah?
What's he going to say, Robert?
Robert,
what you going to say, huh?
Nuts to you, Grandpa.
Well, he's sizing me up, but he's not saying very much.
What?
Hey, say something there. Goo goo? Huh?
Poor kid, he's getting shaken.
Hey, no comment.
Don't pinch him, HD.
Robert, say something.
Let him see his mother, then he'll start to cry.
Thought you see your mom? Huh? Food. Oops. Hey, now maybe we'll get some action. We're going to get some comment now?
Huh? Okay.
Oh, boy.
Really smacking sound.
What is that? Squash?
Yeah, squash and meat.
Heinz variety? Goobers? What's the name of that? Baby Goobers?
My two front teeth.
Gonna put his hand in it. Tastes better that way. Huh?
Come on, Grandma, make yourself useful. Hold his hand. He has real fine hair, hasn't he?
It's been mauled over by all his sisters.
Well, we'll have to come back when you're a little bit older, I guess, Robert.
Yeah. You can't get anything profound from him yet.
Here's some more of Robert.
Everything's a secret. But he comes right up close to me and whispers so that I can't hear it because he's talking right.
What's that, Robert?
Hey. He has stage fright now.
He lost his tongue. He lost his tongue.
You made him too happy.
He lost his tongue.
You have to sing songs. Do you know a song, Mary? Mm-hmm. Huh? Okay, sing Grandpa's song.
I don't know.
Oh, that's pretty. Just hum. Mm-hmm. Can you hum?
Hey, Nuts! Robert was making some sounds. No, I think that...
Mary, can you sing a song for us now? Huh? Don't push anything.
Old time, Mary.
That's a gadget, and it will record your voice.
Can you sing Christmas tree?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Give,
as it hurried down the hill, singing all the way.
Yeah, that was Zina and Grandma Hall singing a duet. What'd you say?
It's
a Sonny. That was Mary singing her ABCs with a little bit of help here and there from Virginia and her mother and grandma. How old are you, Mary?
Mary.
Are you 2 years old?
She looks a lot like Laura.
No, 2.5.
2.5 years old.
I remember you two were pregnant.
What color are your eyes, Mary?
September 8th.
I don't know.
They're blue. They're pretty blue colored.
I had Mary on September 18th. Yeah. Laura was born on September 13th. And I was upset.
What color is your hair, Mary?
Pink.
You like pink for a color?
Yeah.
Pretty color, pink, isn't it? I think they'd say your hair is blonde. Pretty golden blonde.
Hang your head over.
Got a stripper here.
What are you going to say, Mary?
I can
say
it again.
You can
say
it again.
She started singing one of her very favorite songs.
Oh, sing that song. Can you sing that Down in the Valley song, Mary? Yeah. Now we're hearing a little bit from Robert. Robert, let's have a little more of that.
Do what Santa always starts to say after she's about to say something.
Down lay the belly.
Oh, are you laughing, Mary? Oh, now Robert's crying again, huh? Should we get that?
He's got an attachment to his mother.
Okay,
one of them
to your mother.
Yeah.
Good for him to be there.
Oh. He doesn't know how to walk.
Laura, okay.
I'm special. What?
His tummy. It really did? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It really
He's
did.
Kidding me.